Our next speaker is a very well-known British actor, Corin Whitgrave. He is an actor who has been outspoken in support of the Palestinian people. Please welcome Corin Whitgrave.
Thank you. On March the 18th, 18 men, on March the 18th, members of Parliament with 130-something honourable exceptions voted for a resolution authorising war on Iraq. A resolution every word of which was a lie. As we now know, the road to war with Iraq was paved with lies, fabricated by the new super agency, the Office of Special Plans, which claimed to prove that there was an ongoing program of weapons of mass destruction and that Saddam Hussein had links with Al-Qaeda. There were no weapons of mass destruction, so the war was illegal. And those who made the war were guilty of criminal deception. Forgive me for starting again with that war and that occupation. It's to remind myself and all of us that behind that occupation stands the Israeli occupation of the West Bank and Gaza, where international law is broken every day and has been for the past 35 years. An occupation which makes peace impossible and which spawns terrorism. Surely the relationship between terrorism and illegal occupation by force of another people's land is plain for all to see. We were reminded of it yesterday in Morocco and 2 days ago in Riyadh. What the Al-Aqsa Intifada has done is to elevate the cause of the Palestinians to the great moral cause of our time, of the 21st century. There's now hardly a college or a school or a village in this country where the majority does not support that cause. A friend of mine, just retired to Bingley in West Yorkshire, writes to me yesterday, "I wear a Free Palestine badge and have been taken aback at the number of strangers who have stopped me and commented favorably." We are the majority. And as a majority, we now know we came close, very close, to preventing Blair's government from making war in Iraq. As a majority supporting the Palestinians, we can do better. We must build branches of the Palestine Solidarity Campaign until we are as vocal and as visible as we were in February and March. The road to peace lies through the enforcement of our obligations to the Palestinians under international law, through making Israel comply with international law, through ending the occupation. Thank you.